Welcome to this BizWise podcast on the Cisco Interaction Network. I'm Valerie St. John, host of BizWise TV for retail. It's one of the most powerful resources at your fingertips. It can help you streamline operations, track merchandise, evaluate purchase histories, and ultimately delight your customers. We're talking about technology. For a look at the latest applications in retail, we're joined by one of the top retail technology executives in the country, president and CEO of the Retail Systems Alert Group and former CIO of Long's Drugs, Brian Kilcourse. Brian, welcome.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you. So how can technology be used in retail to create the ultimate customer experience?
Well, technology's job is to deliver actionable information into the hands of decision makers. Right. And in today's world, of course, it's actually always been true, but particularly today, the decision maker is the consumer. So it's the objective of every retailer to get the actionable information as close to that consumer as they possibly can. And that means in the store, in the home, and ultimately right directly into the hands of the consumer.
In the brick and mortar environments, much of the selling still gets down to connecting with the customer, from salesperson to customer. How can technology be used to enhance that experience?
Well, that's a good question. First, retailers need to do the basics right. Too much of time has been spent dealing with those non-selling functions, like stocking, like fixing the next order, like getting ready for the truck, all of those things that retailers have to do just to get the merchandise to the sales floor. Retailers can use technology to really streamline those processes so they can then spend more of their labor dollars on the selling functions.
Let's talk a little bit about technology as a market driver. What are some of the market drivers small and medium-sized retailers are facing today?
Where the small and medium businesses can excel is on the service side, where they basically take price out of the equation. There is a certain expectation of a price that these large retailers have established. But if you can get past that and have a reasonable price for a reasonable product, you can now wrap that up in services and you can really surprise the customer and win their loyalty.
Given that, what are some of the technology trends then that small and medium-sized retailers should consider in trying to emphasize the sell side?
One of the trends is software as a service, where retailers, instead of having to buy a large capital asset, millions of dollars in implementation costs, can now establish a pay-as-you-go strategy where they issue a transaction to a service provider, get the answer they need, and then move on.
Let's talk a little bit now about compliance. Are small and medium-sized retailers, are they exempt from some of the mandates like PCI, and should they be as concerned as the big guys?
They should absolutely be concerned. They can now tell a lot about what the customer tends to buy. For example, you might fit into a certain type of a psychographic where if you're buying product A, there's a statistical propensity that you'll buy product C or product D.
Sure.
They do that by storing information about you as a consumer. Now, this is a huge concern for privacy advocates, as you might imagine.
Sure.
And there have been some really, really notable breaches where inappropriate use of customer information has been brought to light.
Yeah.
So PCI is one of those commercial standards that is being implemented across the industry, and if you don't comply, it's very expensive for you. The problem is that it doesn't seem long before the government will intervene because it's such a huge concern for everybody involved.
Technology, if it's employed properly, can be a wonderful boost for a retailer, but if it isn't, it can be a tremendous waste of time and of resources. What must a retailer consider before rolling it out effectively?
Boy, a great question. This is a really good question. If you have technology, you may not be strategically advantaged. It's not really the technology itself, it's what you do with it.
Right.
Now, you might be strategically disadvantaged if you don't have baseline technologies, if you don't have good ways to buy, good ways to get merchandise into your stores, good ways to manage your labor. Those are the basics of retail. But it really gets down to getting that actionable information into the hands of decision makers. It really gets down to how are you going to do what you do better than anybody else? How are you going to delight the customer, solve their lifestyle problems, use the information you have about them to delight them and to get them to come back to your store?
How would you say technology is going to be implemented in such a way that it makes the retail landscape more competitive? What can we expect to see?
The next step is mobility, the ubiquitous cell phone. We all have them.
Sure.
I probably have one in my pocket right now. And imagine a retailer being able to deliver just enough information and just enough business intelligence to the cell phone so that I can start transacting as I'm on my way to the store, or I'm in the office and I know I'm going to pick up something at the end of the day.
Right.
Those things are happening all around the world, all around us.
I just, maybe about 45 minutes ago, ordered books through my cell phone. Is that going to become expected of retailers, that they make their product accessible in a mobile sense?
Well, look at kids. I've got two grown-up daughters now, but they take these things as expectations. To us, it's still exciting.
Sure.
We look at it and we see, gee, isn't that wonderful? They expect that kind of functionality. And if you look beyond them to their children, five-year-old kids who get onto the computer and don't think anything of it. So the answer to that is yes. If you don't believe me in my age group, just look at our kids, because they expect these things.
Very good. Brian Kilcourse, thanks for joining us.
Terrific. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
That's today's BizWise podcast on the Cisco Interaction Network. For more BizWise episodes, including full-length video broadcasts on a variety of business topics, go to www.cisco.com/go/interact. I'm Valerie St. John. Thanks for joining us.